إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا من بعد. I welcome all of you. I'll continue inshallah ta'ala in this class of Aqeedah, of the Creed. Continue reading from Sharh Aqeedah al-Salaf Ashab al-Hadith. Aqeedah al-Salaf, the creed that the companions radwanullahi alayhim, they were upon, and at-tabi'un, atba' at-tabi'un, and the great a'imma of the deen of al-imam al-Sabuni rahimahullahu ta'ala wa ghafara lahu wa liwalidayhi wa lil-muslimin wa muslimat. And the explanation of our noble Shaykh al-Allama al-Doktor Rabi' ibn Hadi al-Madkhali hafidhahullahu ta'ala ومتعه بالصحة والعافية وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات آمين. In the previous class, we read to you the text that Imam al-Sabuni رحمه الله تعالى, the text of Imam al-Sabuni on three matters. There are الهداية من الله تعالى, guidance is from Allah. All guidance is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other chapter was Al-Khayru wa Sharf. The other chapter was about the good and the evil. And the third chapter was about the Mashi'ah of Allah, the Mashi'ah, the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Shaykh Rabi'ah wa ta'ala, he began to explain all of these three chapters, that all guidance is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever you are guided to is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that the good, Allah created the good and the evil, and command us to stick to the path of good and to stay away from the path of evil. And nothing happened without Allah's will subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we're going to continue now reading the explanation. قال هذه الفصول كلها مرجعها إلى بحوث القدر والإيمان به ومواقف الناس من الإيمان بالقدر أو الكفر به أو نفيه. He said these chapters, all of them, they go back to the field of qadr and having iman in the qadr of Allah. And also the positions that the people takes as related to the qadr. There are people who believe in the qadr of Allah, and people who denies it. وَلَيَّذُ بِاللَّهِ وَهَذِهِ الْمَسَائِلِ يَخْتَلِفُ فِيهَا أَهْلُ السُّنَّةُ وَفَيَقُ الْدَلَالِ. And of course all the people are not equal, they are not all on the same page in all matters, but specifically in the matters of the qadr, of the decree of Allah, you will find certain people, they are upon the haqq, upon the truth, they are Ahlul Sunnah. Those who abide to the Sunnah, and they hold on firm to the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then you find many others who oppose them from the people of dalal, of misguidance, and those who went astray. فَأَهْلُ السُنَّةُ وَالْجَمَاعَةُ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْقَدَرِ وَيُؤْمِنُونَ بِالشَّرَعِ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْقَدَرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they are upon the haqq, those who adhere to that which the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was upon his companions. They believe in the qadr, and they believe in all that which Allah has legislated. They believe in the qadr, the decree, it's good and it's bad, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الله قدرهما وخلق العباد وأفعالهم وأعمالهم وشرع تشريعات يجب الإيمان بها والتزامها كما يجب الإيمان بالقدر. Allah has decreed the good and the evil. Any good that happens by Allah's leave, and any evil that happens is by Allah's leave and permission. Of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is He who created His servants. And He created their actions as well. And what they do. And He has legislated for them many obligations that they have to believe in them. And they have to abide by these rulings and regulations and act upon them. The same way, it is an obligation to believe in the Qadr. It is not an option, but rather it is an obligation to believe in the Qadr of Allah. فَآمَنَ أَهْلُ السُّنَّةِ بِالْقَدَرِ وَمُسْتَلْزَمَاتِهِ وَآمَنُوا بِالشَّرَعِ. So Shaykh Rabi' حَفِظَهُ اللَّهِ says, أَهْلُ السُّنَّةِ, they believed in this, in the Qadr, and they apply it in their lives, and they believe in what Allah has legislated. فَجَمَعُوا بَيْنَ الْإِيمَانِ بِالْقَدَرِ وَالْإِيمَانِ بِالشَّرْعِ وَالْعَمَلِ بِهِ. So they combine between having faith in what Allah decreed and also by believing in what Allah legislated and acting upon it. That was a summary actually to what we study, and that's where we stopped last class, by the way. Now we continue. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله وخالف أهل السنة في هذا الأصل من أصول الإيمان القدرية وهم أصناف. Now after he mentioned the position of أهل السنة والجماعة, which is the sound position, that we, if he wants to be on the safe side, we have to believe in the Qadr of Allah. And we have to abide by what Allah has legislated and act upon that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated for us. Of course, to the best of our abilities. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَا نَهَيْتُكُمْ عَنْهُ فَاجْتَنِبُوهُ وَمَا أَمَرْتُكُمْ بِهِ فَأْتُوا مِنْهُ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. In a sound hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whatever I forbid you, stay away from it completely. Whatever I command you, do it to the best of your abilities. But now you find that Ahlul Sunnah, who are firm upon this aqidah, this sound aqidah, they've been opposed by, in this foundation of Iman, by Al-Qadariyah. One of the deviant sects called Al-Qadariyah. وَهُمْ أَصْنَافُ, they are different types themselves. ذَكَرَهُمْ عُلَمَاءُ السُنَّةِ مِنْهُمْ شَيْخِ الْإِسْلَامِ بْنُ تَيْمِيَّةَ وَابْنُ الْقَيِّمِ رَحِمَهُمُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. Al-Qadariyah and their types, the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they mention them. And when they mention them, to warn the Muslims against their deviation. They just don't mention them for historical, event or the like, but when the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah, they mention these deviant groups, so to draw the attention to the common Muslims that these are deviant people. These are people, they are not upon the sound creed. They are not upon that which Ahlul Sunnah or Jama'ah they are upon. So it's a red flag, like we can say. When you hear these names of these deviant sects mentioned in any books of Ahlul Sunnah, that's a warning. That is a warning. From those great scholars who mentioned them in details and mentioned their evil and their deviations, is Shaykh al-Islam, Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah. And also, the other Shaykh al-Islam, his student, Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahullah. فَمِنْهُمْ الْقَدَرِيَّةَ النُّفَاتِ. So now the Shaykh is going to begin to mention some of these types of Qadariyya. فَمِنْهُمْ الْقَدَرِيَّةَ النُّفَاتِ. One type and branch of Qadariyya is Al-Qadariyya Al-Nufat. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالشَّرَعِ. يعني بالأوامر والنواهي والوعد والوعيد لكن لهم فيها فقه ومنهج منحرف يخالف منهج أهل السنة والجماعة إذ يوجبون على الله تبارك وتعالى أن يعاقب من يستحق العقوبة وليس له أن يعفو وأن يثيب من يستحق الثواب يعني إجابة لا فضل منه. This nufat, this term is going to be explained inshallah ta'ala. They believe in the commands and the prohibitions. They believe in the text of promise, where Allah promised the believers this and this. Also they believe in the text where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned his servants and the severe threat and punishment, alhamdulillah, that Allah have for the disobedience and the sinners and the like. But with their own understanding. They says, yes, these texts are true, Quran, Sunnah, na'am, but with their own fiqh, with their own understanding, which oppose the sound understanding of Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah. You see how it is? And that's one of the misconceptions that some laymen, they have to encounter. They're like, subhanallah, ya akhi. It's people, they come from the Quran and the Sunnah. He says, this book is no good. This man is not... We should listen to, but he just qala Allah, qala Rasul. But what understanding? See? But with the wrong understanding. They have their own understanding of those texts that opposes the sound understanding of Ahlul Sunnah al Jama'ah. For instance, this is what they understood from the Quran and the Sunnah. They understood from the text of the Wahy of the Revelation that is incumbent upon Allah. They make it incumbent upon Allah to punish the sinful. Anyone who sin, he has to be punished. And there is no forgiveness. Or, in the other hand, they say, anyone who do good, he deserves to be rewarded by Allah. Meaning they make it binding upon Allah to reward these people because they did this, not because of Allah's bounty and mercy and blessings and the like. You see? فهؤلاء نفاة القدر المشهورين كالمعتزلة ومن وافقهم من الخوارج والروافد والشيعة وغيرهم من الفرق. This نفاة القدر, the most famous groups and deviant sects amongst them is المعتزلة. See? And those who have the same beliefs, such as Al-Khawarij, look, Al-Rawafid, Al-Shia, subhanAllah. One of these groups is enough. Now all combined together, Mu'tazila, Khawarij, Rafida, and other than them from the deviant sects, ينفون القدر ولا يدخلون أفعال العباد تحت مشيئة الله ولا يعترفون بأن الله خالق الأفعال خالق لأفعال العباد. So, one of the many misguidance of this for Mu'tazila, the Khawarij, the Rafida, the Shia, and the like, they deny the Qadr. And they don't believe that Allah has decreed everything, and Allah knows everything. And they don't consider that the actions of the servants are under the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather they deny that Allah created the actions of His servants. They say that Allah does not know the action until the people perform those actions of al-iyadu billah. This is their aqeedah, their sick aqeedah. Aynam. وَعَارَضُوا بِذَلِكَ نُصُوصَ الْكِتَابِ وَالسُّنَّةِ. And by them being on this wicked aqidah, this false creed, they oppose the text of the Quran and the Sunnah. You see? They oppose the texts from the Quran and the Sunnah. فَهُمْ يَرَوْنَ الشَّرْعَ وَيَحْتَرِمُونَهُ وَيُعَظِّمُونَ نُصُوصَ الْوَعِيدِ وَلَكِنْ غَلَوْا فِي نَفِي الْقَدَرِ وَفِي إِثْبَاتِ أَفْعَالِ الْعِبَادِ وَإِسْنَادِهَا إِلَى الْعِبَادِ أَنفُسِهِمْ حتى اعتقدوا أن العبد يخلق أفعاله نفسه أفعال نفسه. So he said, yes, these people, they believe in what Allah legislates. They respect the text, especially the text of punishment. Al-Wa'id. All those texts that talks about the punishment and the hellfire and this, they respect those texts, but they went to extreme. As related to the Qadar. They didn't understand the Qadar, how the Sahaba understood it. So these are people that they appeared in the time of the Sahaba, by the way. By the time of the Sahaba, as two people from Iraq, they came to Abdullah ibn Umar, and they found him in Mecca. And they asked him, they said to him, look, we come from here, from there where we come from. There are certain people who they say, there is no Qadr. Allah does not know what the people are doing until they do it. Ibn Umar, he said, look, tell those people that I am free of them and they are free of me. They are not upon the same religion of mine. As long as they believe in this. And that's how you find, this is how he narrated the hadith of Jibreel. He told them, for indeed, I heard my father says that the Prophet says, and he narrated the hadith of, knowingly known to us as the hadith of Jibreel alayhi salam, in which, because he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the Qadr, about the Iman actually, what is Iman, and he told him that a part of the six articles or pillars of Iman is to believe in the Qadr. So these people, they deny the Qadr. And they attribute all of the actions that the people do to them, to the people. Okay? So it becomes their aqidah that the people create their own actions. And it's not from the Qadr of Allah that it already decreed what the people do, that is already with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one of the types of the Qadariyah. Okay, النفات. طيب. Now there is another type of قدرية, القدرية المشركية. نعم. They call them القدرية المشركية. الذين قالوا في سورة, كما في سورة الأنعام, لو شاء الله ما أشركنا ولا آباؤنا ولا حرمنا من شيء كذلك كذب الذين من قبلهم حتى ذاقوا بأسنا حتى ذاقوا بأسنا إلى أن يقول قل لله الحجة البالغة. يعني this is the قدرية المشركية. The Shaykh said they are the ones who they says as in Surah Al-An'am, from the verse 148. Those who took partners in worship with Allah will say, if Allah had willed, we would not have taken partners in worship with Him. Nor would our fathers. And we would not have forbidden anything against his will. Likewise belied those who were before them. They argued falsely with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, till they tasted our wrath. Say, have you any knowledge, meaning proof, that you can produce before us? Verily you follow nothing but guess, and you do nothing but lie. Say, with Allah is the perfect proof and argument. Had He so willed, He would indeed have guided you all. Now, nah. فيحتجون بالقدر ضد الشرع ويقولون إن الله راض عن الحال التي نحن عليها من الكفر والضلال والفجور ولو كان غير راض بها لما أقرنا عليها ولو وفقنا للإيمان فإقراره وإبقاؤه لنا على الشرك وكونه لم يغير حالا دليل على أنه راض بهذا. Look at these people, these deviant people now, they have this corrupt understanding as well, which is not the sound understanding of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. That is, they use the Qadr as a proof to justify their wickedness and them not acting upon what Allah has commanded. You see? These are people upon shirk. They are not upon tawheed. They oppose the messengers, because the messengers they call to tawheed. And they warn against shirk, but these people choose to be upon shirk and oppose the messengers of Allah. And what is their, and they justify that. They say, hey, Allah knows this. They say Allah knows what they are upon, and He is pleased with this. A'udhu billah. They said He's pleased with the shirk that they are upon. Disbelief, misguidance, and all wicked things they do. And then they said, if Allah is not pleased, He would not let them on it. He would not let them do it. If Allah is not pleased with what they are upon, He could change that situation and guide them to Iman. Just so, the fact they say, this wicked understanding, subhanAllah. Alhamdulillah for guidance from Allah. They say, for the fact that Allah knows what they are doing, and allow them, that's what they say, Allah allowed them to continue to make shirk and kufr, and He didn't change what they are upon, that's a proof, clear proof that Allah is pleased with what they're doing. You see how corrupt this? You know? SubhanAllah.
قال الشيخ ربيع وهؤلاء شر من القدرية النفاة.
These people here, this different, this type of قدرية, they are worse than the first one. They worse than the first one. إذ النفاة وإن نفوا القدر لم يقولوا بالخلق الأفعال ولم يقولوا بخلق الأفعال أفعال العباد تنزيها لله وهم ضالون في هذا لكن هم مع ضلالهم هذا أحسن حالا من هؤلاء القدرية المشركية الذين يحتجون بالقدر على الشرع ويعتبرون أن الله راض بكفرهم وشركهم لأنهم يحترمون الشرع ويعظمون نصوص الوعيد.
He says because the Nufat, the first sect or type of Qadariya, yeah, they bad. But they better. When you say they are better than these ones, doesn't make them on the haq, by the way, okay? Just, they are both on the bad side, but this mushrikiyah, they worse than the nufats. Why? Because the nufats, even though they oppose Ahlul Sunnah, because they don't attribute the actions of the servants to Allah. Alright? The Nufat. That says Allah did not create the actions of the servants. Okay? But they did that out of veneration of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because this is the way they understood the texts. Okay? Because then they think, look, if they say that Allah created the actions, this says now they understood that Allah is oppressing the people, so He is the one who created evil, so why would He punish them? See how they use the intellect. Instead of adhering to the understanding of the Salaf, that was the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim. وَكُلُّ خَيْرٍ فِي اتِّبَاعِ مَنْ سَلَفٍ. Because good, all good is in adhering to the way of the Salaf. Who are the Salaf? Who are the Salaf? Naam. Who are the Salaf, Ikhwan? Huh? Khalaf, Salaf al-Salih. Yeah, who are they? Sahaba. Aina. Sahaba in the first place. And التابعون. أتباع التابعون. طيب. So now these people, they come with something different that none of the Sahaba know about. That's why they went wrong. That's why they went wrong, وَلْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. But this mushrikiya, وَلْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ, they worse because they are perpetrating haram, shirk. And they say, and they justify it by saying that Allah is pleased with shirk. Is Allah pleased with shirk? أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. Allah warned us against shirk. Many ayats. And Allah is pleased with shirk. Look how wicked is their understanding. قال ويرد على هذه الشبهة الباردة التي توارثوها وهي أن الله شاء لنا هذه الأفعال وأرادها ومشيئته لها وإرادته لها دليل على رضاه بها بأن هناك فرقا بين الإرادة الكونية والإرادة الشرعية وأنه لا تلازم بين الإرادتين فقد يشاء الله ما يبغضه ويكرهه كإبليس وأهل الكفر وأهل الظلم وظلمهم وما شاكل ذلك هذه